This is NPR.
Hello, everyone. There is more fallout from the violence in Kenya after days of deadly riots over a disputed national election. Today, the opposition party called for a new presidential poll. Kenya's Electoral Commission said President Mwai Kibaki had won the December 27th vote, but opposition leaders alleged that vote was rigged, and international observations say it was flawed. On Thursday, the country's attorney general called for an independent investigation into the election counting. The opposition had called a so-called million-man march that was supposed to happen yesterday, but police fought back protesters with tear gas and water cannons. A rally scheduled for today was also called off. Over to Pakistan now, where a team of British police arrived today. They're joining an investigation into the assassination of opposition leader Benazir Bhutto. The former prime minister was killed in a gun and bomb attack in the city of Rawalpindi late last year. President Pervez Musharraf asked Scotland Yard to help in the investigation amid a storm of controversy about how Bhutto was killed. Her party insists she was shot, but the government says she died from a wound to her head after she tried to duck for cover after a bomb went off near her convoy. Yesterday, Musharraf rejected claims that he or any members of his Pakistani military or intelligence agency had anything to do with Bhutto's death. He went on to say that Bhutto had broken standard security measures by standing in the open top of her vehicle after the Rawalpindi rally. And a string of winter storms set to hit Southern California this weekend have residents and emergency officials bracing for snow, flooding, and mudslides in canyons that were hit hard by last fall's wildfires. NPR's Carrie Kahn has more.
You'd think a forecast of several inches of rain would be good news for Southern California, which hasn't seen significant precipitation in nearly 3 years. But forecasters say the rain is going to fall hard and steady for nearly 3 days.
We're looking for some pretty intense rainfall amount.
Stuart Sito of the National Weather Service says the cold air and high winds could bring as much as 10 inches of rain this weekend in the higher elevations.
So that's going to be a lot of rain in a short period of time.
That has authorities worried about mudslides on the hills and canyons left bare from last fall's firestorms. Fire stations from Los Angeles to the Mexican border have been handing out sandbags, while U.S. Forest Service aircraft have spread green hydro mulch over burned areas, hoping to keep the soil in place.
That was NPR's Carrie Kahn, and that is the news. You will find it always, always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
So that was what the news was that didn't relate to the caucuses, but there wasn't a whole lot.
Which, I don't know if it's used in making, I don't know if hydro mulch is used in making ethanol, otherwise it would have come up in Iowa, but